Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. 41 years ago, there was an attorney, an accountant, an attorney in Denver, Colorado, Bill Diss, D-I-S-S. He warned the public about the law that our legislature was considering to legalize the killing of unborn children in a letter to the editor. He also went to the hearings involved, and I believe he even testified. And now 41 years later, Bill Diss is still alive and kicking in the Denver area. Well, he has a son who lives in Oregon, and his son's name is also Bill Diss, D-I-S-S. And, Bill, I hear that Planned Parenthood is attempting to build another abortion clinic in your neck of the woods.
That's correct.
And what's happening?
Well, so far they have not broken ground. The ground is still sacred, unbroken ground, I'm happy to say.
Well, that's great. And somehow I hope to end up meeting your father through this. It's wonderful to meet you. I am so encouraged by what you're doing in Portland, Oregon, to resist Planned Parenthood's effort to build another abortion clinic. But your dad's opposition to child killing goes way back to the earliest days of legalized abortion.
It does. Around that time, it seemed that more people did see the sacredness of marriage and the sacredness of the baby that's produced in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so blessed with both my parents and with my 9 other brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
That's right.
9, so 10 of you total?
That's right.
Wow,
that's
10 right. Children.
Right.
That's a full quiver. That's a blessing from God.
It was, and it was a lot of fun. In fact, people ask my mother now, they'll say, wasn't that a lot of work? She says, no, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. My wife, we have 7 boys.
Oh, beautiful.
And a couple grandkids. And
great.
We're blessed
great.
Tremendously. Now, Bill, so tell me about the effort to resist Planned Parenthood and to interfere with their building of a new child killing center. First of all, where is this facility supposed to be built?
It's on Martin Luther King Boulevard, which is just such a travesty because he stood up for rights. He also warned in one of his early letters when he was in Birmingham about, you know, the people killing babies. And I think
abortion?
Well, he didn't specifically say abortion, but he called it infanticide. And Pastor Childress, who works for...
Clennard Childress.
Yes, from back east, from the Black Genocide Awareness Project, has come out to Portland a couple times.
His website is blackgenocide.org.
That's right, blackgenocide.org.
And he's a fabulous leader, pro-life, black Christian leader.
Yeah, fabulous. In fact, he was the one who told me to get in touch with Will Duffy and the Collaboration Project out here.
Yeah, now that's thrilling to hear because the Collaborators Project is a vision that Will Duffy has this desire to confront collaborators all over the country, not only the abortionist Planned Parenthood and the abortionist who kill the kids, but the entire infrastructure of businesses and people, professionals, who help them perform their grisly deed of killing these kids for money.
That's right.
So you heard from Reverend Clennard Childress,
right,
who's on the East Coast,
yes,
about the Collaborators Project and Will Duffy. He's the founder of the Collaborators Project. So then you got in contact with the Collaborators Project?
That's correct.
Okay. And how did that affect your efforts in Portland?
Well, we were somewhat doing what Will did, but Will certainly gave us a lot more fortitude and courage. I really feel that the Holy Spirit was working through Will when he went, you know, and to get us more involved. And it wasn't too long after, you know, looking at what Will was doing that we went to Ann Kermoyason, the architects of this place of death in Portland. We went out there one morning with quite a few people from different churches.
Praise God. So that you didn't only go to the Planned Parenthood facility to protest, because they're used to that, basically. But you went to the Collaborators, hence the CollaboratorsProject.com, including the architectural firm that's designed the building.
That's right.
That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
And we also went to the general contractor, Walsh Construction, but we've heard that he's decided not to go forward.
Okay, now this is breaking news here. I'm pretty excited to hear this.
In fact, someone just called me 2 days ago out here that they had heard that, and I'm trying to get a letter from Walsh Construction to say that they're not going to be building this prenatal killing center.
Oh, my. So Walsh Construction was designated as the general contractor for this construction of this new child killing facility.
That's correct.
Was that publicly known, or were there media reports about this?
What's really interesting about this project in Portland is that it's on urban renewal land, and the Portland Development Commission, which is the urban renewal authority in Portland, is supposed to, you know, buy land and then help, you know, struggling businesses to set up things, you know, maybe a new entrepreneur, mm-hmm. Maybe a little restaurant or things of that sort.
A coffee shop.
Right. You know, maybe someone who's going to manufacture electronics, you know, something like that.
A $1 billion child killing industry.
Right. And that's just so amazing that they're giving it to, like you said, a $1 billion child killing industry.
Wow. So this Urban Renewal Commission,
right,
they're stepping outside of the bounds of what they were really appointed for.
I think so. I mean, they shouldn't have touched it. And it was interesting that there's five people on the board, and only one lady, you know, stood by her faith and said that it wasn't right, that they were going to build this center. And the other four are prestigious businessmen, and they not only did they vote for it, but they went on and on, you know,
about how
how great Planned Parenthood is,
killing young black
right.
children,
and
is
the education,
a great good.
and the graphical sexual education.
You know, when I asked you where was this being built,
yes,
I was thinking you were going to say, well, just outside of town, or maybe right. in an inner city. You answered on Martin Luther King Boulevard,
right,
which is often in a minority neighborhood.
It is,
and we have been saying on this show for 17 years that Planned Parenthood's target minority neighborhoods. They're doing it here in Denver with their Auschwitz. We call it Auschwitz.
Right.
Because the White's construction firm is building this new abortion clinic, so we call it Auschwitz.com. But so your answer, they're building it on Martin Luther King Boulevard. That is typical of all over the country, and blacks, we know, abort their children in far greater numbers in proportion to the population than do whites or Hispanics. And about 10 million blacks, about 1 out of 4 blacks, have been killed by Planned Parenthood and other abortionists.
That is true. In fact, this is not news to people, you know, in the pro-life movement, because Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood years ago, started the Negro Project too.
She was a racist, and she
definitely
was involved with the Nazi eugenists.
That's right.
Hired one to write for her birth control review newsletter.
Yeah, and in fact, Planned Parenthood's own statistics say that a black baby's 4.7 times as likely to be aborted than a white baby.
Wow.
And a Hispanic baby 2.7 times more.
And that was really part of Margaret Sanger's hope and worldview, to get rid of, reduce the population of minorities.
Oh, definitely.
And
yes.
Not only did she hate minorities, she was a white eugenist.
Right.
But she also hated the handicapped.
Definitely.
And she wrote 2 books, Pivot of Civilization and Women in the New Race. And I checked both of them out of the Denver Public Library years ago. And we use photocopies of those books in some of our materials. And she wrote, in one of her books, she wrote of the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame, which are the dead weight of human waste.
Right.
Yeah, her list Margaret just, Sanger wrote of
yeah,
the handicap.
Her list just kept growing and growing and growing. I come from a mixed heritage, and half of my background's Italian, and she was very much against, you know, Latinos, the Italians, the Asians. Mm. It was similar to Hitler. You know, Hitler started killing retarded children, then the Jews.
First.
And then people that weren't German, and they're... Mm-hmm. The list just grew and grew.
And that's what
and
happens,
grew.
Right?
Yes,
when you
does.
Set aside God's enduring command, do not murder.
That's right.
You turn yourself into God. That's what's happening with so many of our lawyers and judges.
That's right.
They think that they can set aside, undermine, overrule, do not murder, and they become like gods.
Right.
And we see that acting out right now in a Jefferson County courtroom. We'll be talking about that on other shows.
Okay.
But so... Okay, so Margaret Sanger, even though Planned Parenthood on their website has a list of her quotes that pro-lifers use, and they try to defend those quotes, the last one that I stated, they don't put that in the list. Because how are they going to defend Margaret Sanger writing, publishing, that the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame are the dead weight of human waste? They don't bring up that quote.
No, in fact, they don't bring up a lot of her quotes, and they still give an award in her name every year.
Every year, the Margaret Sanger Award. Right. She's a racist, despicable human being, and Planned Parenthood to this day celebrates her.
They do.
Okay. So you tell me that the new child killing center, which will kill inordinately black children, but every child.
That's right.
It's not as though if they killed an equal number of whites and blacks, percentage-wise, it'd be okay.
That's correct.
Of course not. But it's just the special viciousness toward blacks, who are no longer the number one minority in America. Now Hispanics are. And it's because of all the blacks that have been killed by Planned Parenthood.
That is certainly true. And you had mentioned earlier about the blackgenocide.org site and pastored. Childress certainly has good statistics on that.
Right.
And in fact, in Portland, Portland's generally a white city, only 6% white, but the center they're putting in an area that's 43% black, and they're moving it from a smaller center that's only 1% black. And it's very scary. A spokesperson from Planned Parenthood said that that they can no longer do services in southeast Portland, where the people are older and white, so they're moving to a neighborhood where the kids are younger and black and Hispanic. Mm. And so this area of Portland is 700% more black than average.
Wow.
And in Denver, which I grew up in, over in northeast Denver, it's the same thing.
It's a minority
thing. It is.
Hispanic and
right,
black.
And it's, you know, and that's about a block from MLK Park.
And this is
in Denver.
That's right.
Right.
In the Stapleton area
right.
is mm-hmm. where this abortion clinic is being built, which will have protesters there. Mm-hmm. For as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids in that facility.
That's
and the
right.
protesters go over to the ritzy new shops in Stapleton, redeveloped. And so this is going to make that whole area ugly. But we're also taking that to the homes of the whites' executives, the whites' construction firm, and to their customers. Because they live in million-dollar white neighborhoods.
Well, they're making money off of the blood.
That's exactly
you know,
right.
I look at that a lot of people have the 30 pieces of silver, and unfortunately that's the White's Company or back mm-hmm. in Portland, Ancrum and Moyson or the mm-hmm. Beach Street developers in Portland.
Yeah.
They're into it for the money. In fact, in our hearings in Portland, they kept bringing up the money. Mm. The Dr. Greenberg of Planned Parenthood in Portland said that he was excited to build a $12.5 million, 45,000-square-foot facility that will have a state-of-the-art surgical center designed to increase access to abortion. Mm. That's right from their annual report from last year.
So they will turn that minority neighborhood into a virtual war zone. I'm using that as a figure of speech because of the children who are killed by the abortionist, right. Planned Parenthood, and the protesters and the counter-protest and the child molesters who impregnate a girl, maybe a niece or even a stepdaughter, and then they bring them to Planned Parenthood to destroy the evidence of
That's
their
right.
rape, the child rape. And then while the girl's in the clinic for 2 hours, the molester's walking around the neighborhood, going to the local park. And here, you just mentioned, this is right by a public park.
It is.
Where kids hang out. And so these child molesters that gravitate toward Planned Parenthood to get rid of the evidence, they're going to be hanging out at that park. These minority kids are going to be there also. So what we are doing, they're turning this minority neighborhood into a war zone. So we're bringing that conflict to the million-dollar neighborhoods of the executives of the construction firms. And what a great idea you had, the architects and the real estate firms.
Now, when I think it's important, one of our rallying cries in Portland, and I do encourage all of the listeners to read it again and again and again, in Ephesians 5, the start of Ephesians 5, where Paul warns the people about not having anything to do with fornication. He makes it clear. He said, "They will, you will not see the kingdom of God." and Planned Parenthood pushes that. But if you read on a little bit at 5:11, you know, we're not supposed to have any part of these unfruitful works of darkness, but we're supposed to expose them. And that's our rallying cry. So I think what Will Duffy's doing here in Denver, what we're doing in Portland, what Pastor Childress is doing around the country, also Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King's come out to Portland to help us, is we're exposing the darkness. I don't think there's anything wrong with us having signs. The evil is Planned Parenthood and their graphical teaching of fornication and, of course, the slaughtering of babies.
You've given
We're just exposing the darkness. We're called to do that.
You've given me a printout from Planned Parenthood's website, what they call comprehensive sex education. This is for teenagers, children starting age 13 to 19. And we can't read it on the air. It's so filthy and so despicable. They encourage children and they tell them how to start to become sexually active.
They do.
How to get involved in homosexual behavior, lesbians, young girls. If you've never been involved in a lesbian relationship, this might be your first time. Here are things you can try with your girlfriend, see if you like it. And I'm quoting also from other publications we've got here in the Denver area that Planned Parenthood has distributed. They're filthy and they sell sex. Planned Parenthood sells sex to kids. When they become pregnant, then they kill their kids for hundreds of dollars each.
Well, not only that, but they make plenty of money off of giving them tests. They always say they're for prevention, but many of the common sexually transmitted diseases aren't stopped by Planned Parenthood's safe sex, the old condom sermon they have. Right. And now millions and millions of children are getting affected by that every year, and they make money off of that. They're making money hand over fist. You know, they charge the government quite a bit. In fact, in California, there's a lawsuit because they're overcharging the government by 10 and 20 times the amount for those strong hormonal pills they give the young girls.
Yeah, and then when it's exposed publicly, they don't want to refund the money either.
No, no. So, yeah.
They're just criminals. When you're a murderer,
yeah, that's right.
If you're also a liar and a thief.
Yeah, if you can murder babies, then you can do anything. Right. And you mentioned Margaret Sanger. She actually told her granddaughter in one of those two books you mentioned, or it might have been in her autobiography, but she told her granddaughter that she should have sex three times a day to her young teenage granddaughter. So if someone's telling that to their granddaughter, they certainly aren't going to be bashful about being a lustmonger for other kids. And that's why I'm so involved, because this is by the school where I teach. And I'm a public school teacher, and I'm supposed to always give a disclaimer that my views and purity and the sacredness of life in the womb are not necessarily those of my district, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, because our public schools are officially godless. God is officially excluded from the curriculum.
Well, I think in a lot of them. I think at the top levels, but on the level of us foot soldiers, though, I've worked with some of the most righteous, holy people I probably ever have.
Oh, I'm sure that's true, but the curriculum is godless.
Well, and up at the top levels, too, it's very political.
The administration is typically fully supportive of the godlessness of the system.
Right.
So there are Christians who teach in the public schools.
Oh, yes.
But they have a heart for the kids, and they pray
for
those children that they would find their way out of that godlessness and recognize that we were created. We didn't evolve from slime. We're not animals.
That's right.
It's wrong to eat our young. That's animals eat their young. It's wrong for human beings to do such things. So there are Christians in the public schools, but the bottom line, though, is the system is officially godless. That's a tragic reality. But I do thank God there are believers who are praying for those kids in the school.
And they do.
So you're supposed to give a
disclaimer, yes.
That their position is not your position.
That is correct.
Yeah, and maybe the disclaimer should go the other way around. Of course, we know that something righteous is not the position of the public school
system. Well, and I let them know that when I interviewed, I think you remember a couple years ago when Kerry ran, he said that he was president who happened to be Catholic, but I turn it around the other way. You know, I'm a Catholic and a Christian who happens to be teaching. So I do try to put my faith first.
Yeah. John Kerry put his faith second.
That's right.
Right. And that's a tragic symptom of our democracy, that people want to brag that they put God second in their lives.
And that's so sad because
it's called idolatry.
And I think our Constitution really was formed to respect our religious freedom,
mm-hmm.
and you know our most fundamental right, the right to life, which is spelled out so clearly in our preamble.
Yeah. So okay, now we have Bill Diss, the younger.
That's right.
In Oregon, your father was in this fight 41 years ago in Colorado, and I do hope and pray that I get to meet with him. In fact, Robert Kiffin is writing a history of the pro-life movement, and especially from the perspective of Colorado Right to Life's role and the personhood movement. Are you aware that we have a personhood effort here in Colorado?
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's great. Yeah, if it's not a person in the womb, then what is it?
Yeah, right.
And the personhood's so key because the Dred Scott decision, you know, a little over about 150 years ago, obviously the blacks are human beings, and they are persons, but they were saying they aren't persons.
Right, they're living humans, but they're not persons. That was the Dred Scott decision.
Right.
I've read through that a couple times.
Yes.
And once I read it and read immediately after it, Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
And the similarities are shocking.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
so
unfortunate that they said, well, they're humans but not persons. But
right.
they are persons.
Right.
Yes.
Of course. And
Dr. Seuss's book, you know, a person is a person no matter how small.
No matter how small, which is
a
movie that just premiered. And, you know, we've been at movie theaters around the state getting signatures as people go in and come out of that movie.
Yes.
A person is a person no matter
how
small.
Small.
I mean, it's so obviously true.
And we had someone at our rally last week have a sign that had that one,
mm-hmm.
too.
That is so thrilling. So, and by the way, we have in the 40s thousands of signatures, around 45,000 signatures.
Oh, that's great.
So we need 76,000 by May 13th.
For the personhood.
To get personhood on the ballot in November. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge effort. And people listening to the show, if you're thankful that Bill Diss is working in Portland, Oregon, please let me ask you, what can you do here in Colorado? You might be able to help Will Duffy with the Collaborators Project. That would be fabulous. You might be able to call Colorado Right to Life. I'll give their phone number in a moment and say, hey, please mail me a petition. I bet you I could get 10 names on that petition and mail them into the campaign. Maybe you could come out Friday night to hear Judy Brown speak. Bill Diss, do you know Judy Brown? Do you know of her?
I do. In fact, Jim Sedlak, who's in the organization with Judy Brown, has come out to Portland.
He has.
And he's coming out again next week.
He's the head of STOP, S-T-O-P-P, Stop Planned Parenthood.
Right. And I very much recommend that people look at their site. Go to American Life League and then to STOP. He's great. He's been fighting Planned Parenthood for 30 years.
Yeah, he is great. We've had him out here to our groups.
Right.
He's a hero, Jim Sedlak. And so Judy Brown is coming here to Denver Friday night, this week,
Friday night. That's great.
And she's speaking at a personhood campaign fundraising event that's hosted by Colorado Right to Life for the campaign. And that's at I-25 and 104th, an Italian restaurant called Cinzetti's. It's going to be so good. And then Saturday night, this Saturday night, April 5th, Judy Brown will be down in Colorado Springs at an Italian restaurant down there, so folks could call and make reservations. It's $100 a plate. And that's a lot of money, but this is a fundraiser for the personhood effort. This doesn't go, not a penny will go to a salary of any Colorado Right to Life officer, spokesman, zero. This is going to the campaign to get this on the ballot so that we'll have now months of opportunity to teach Coloradoans that a person is a person, no matter how small, we are made in God's image and likeness. So the phone number for Colorado Right to Life is 303-753-9394. You can find out more on their website, coloradorighttolife.org, and their phone number, 303-753-9394. If you can, please come out Friday night in Denver or Saturday night in Colorado Springs, or just call and make a donation for the personhood petition effort. Or you can call and say, please mail me a blank petition. I bet you I could get at least 10 signatures on that petition. So, Bill Diss, those are things that people listening right now can do constructively, actively, to try to stop child killing in our state.
Oh, that's great. And you mentioned the money thing, and, you know, Planned Parenthood is almost a $1 billion company, and they have a profit in the tens of millions a year or so. Mm-hmm. It is so important to people to contribute to these efforts. It's so key.
It really is. And what's neat is there is working together with a common vision with the campaign, Colorado for Equal Rights, and the Right to Life group, the largest in the state, Colorado Right to Life, and so many other groups like the Collaborators Project.
Yes.
Will Duffy will be at this fundraising dinner.
Oh, that's great.
With Judy Brown. And it's going to be a fabulous time. So what if, Bill, what if someone listening to this show, about 2,500 people will download this show off the Internet. We're on a 50,000-watt station, but it doesn't quite reach Oregon.
No, it doesn't. No.
We get into six neighboring states, seven, but not Oregon. We don't get that far. But people will download it off of our website, kgov.com, and some of our listeners who have friends in the Portland area could email them a link or email the show to their friends, say, hey, contact Bill Diss, get involved. Now, the name of your group is Precious
Children of Portland.
Precious Children of Portland. If someone would like to get in touch with you to help out with what you are doing there in Portland, how could they do that?
They should call 503-334-6183.
Okay, that's 503-334-6183. And could you do me a favor? Could you talk to your dad and tell him thank you? On behalf of Colorado Right to Life, I'm a member of that group.
Okay.
Thank you for being in this battle all those years. And if possible, we'd love to interview him, both on the radio and for Robert Kiffin's History of the Pro-Life Battle.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Okay, that's super. And I'd like to give you a DVD for him. It's called Focus on the Strategy 2, an outline of how to stop child killing in America.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So that's Bill Diss, Precious Children of Portland, fighting as part of the Collaborators Project, basically an affiliate, an out-of-state affiliate of the Collaborators Project up in Portland, to try to stop Planned Parenthood from building another child killing center. And praise God, Walsh Construction, apparently the early news that they're backing out of the project. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada is a fabulous school. I'll give you their phone number, 303-431-5653. That's Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. And may God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.